We're very pleased today to have Jean-Paul Hatton come here and honored that he's allowing us to interview him today. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
The one question I think we've asked everybody, and maybe the only question we've asked everybody, is how did you get into the field?
Good question for a good start. Well, I remember the date. It was in 1968, because May 68 for a French guy is an important date. And I was just graduated from École Normale Supérieure, and my first introduction to this field of speech processing was related to speech training for the deaf, deaf children, especially. And from that particular topic, I rapidly shift to speech recognition, to automatic speech recognition. And until now, I'm still involved in this particular area of speech communication.
Why did you switch to speech recognition?
Well, because in fact, speech training is one application area of more of a fundamental aspect of signal processing, pattern recognition, and speech recognition.
Mm-hmm. Right. And who were you working with at that time?
I graduated from École Normale, as I said, in Paris, and I went to Nancy, which is in the northeastern part of France. And there was there a person who was working on speech training for deaf children, due to the fact that, unfortunately, his daughter was deaf. So that's the reason why he was working on this. So I was interested by what he was doing, but rapidly, I shifted to the problem of speech recognition, which was more attractive for me.
Right. Were there other people working in speech recognition there?
No, I was the first person. I started the work at that place.
And what did you start trying to do? How did you start?
I started trying to recognize vowels using a perceptron.
Yes.
So that was very particular. Uh-huh. At that time, the backpropagation learning algorithm was not yet invented, I should say. So we were using a single layer perceptron, which is a linear classifier. So of course the results concerning the recognition of vowels were not very good.
Mm-hmm. And what computers were you using, or what resource?
We were using what we call at that time a mini computer, mini ordinateur in French, from the French company Télémécanique. It was a very limited machine. Nevertheless, for my doctorat d'état thesis in 1974, I had a real-time system for recognition of 30 words, which was not bad for the time, and in real time once again.
Uh-huh.